This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, good afternoon. Thanks for joining Robert Villaham's press conference ahead of our FA Cup semi-final at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium this weekend. Those joining on the online feed, if you can please use the raise hand function to ask questions. We're going to kick off in the room today. Michael?
Robert, hi, how are you doing? You good?
I'm doing fine, yeah.
Are you ready for a huge game Sunday?
Yeah, finally. It's been a few weeks where you kind of doesn't want to look too much into it before we are there. So it was a great day. Everybody was back today, so yeah.
This is a big club, but you could be creating history here. Are you aware of that? Are the players aware of it?
Yeah, I think now I am. I didn't really realize it when we won the quarterfinal that it's huge in this country to be in a semifinal and for the first time. But I'm proud of it. I think the girls this year has been great, and we're taking so big steps. And it's also make sure we put Tottenham on the map for women's football and make sure we are up there competing. And I love that.
And the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as well, it adds that extra significance, doesn't it, being in that home?
Yeah, when the board told us that we're going to play that game there, I was so happy because we want to be there and they want us to play more and more games there. So it's a perfect match, this game, because it's a big game and we are feeling that we can perform even better on that stadium.
Do you even care who you'd face in the final if you got through, or is the full focus just ahead of this semi-final?
Full focus on this game, of course. I think we're going to play, if we win this game, we're going to play one of the best teams in the league anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So, I mean, we need to focus on a good performance on Sunday, and then we can see if we're going to play Wembley or not on who we're going to play against.
How pleased are you with the season you've had personally so far? It seems to be going really well, and this is an additional positive, isn't it? Tell me about the progression you feel the players have made, and you personally, your own general happiness.
Yeah, but I think it's a proof that we're doing right stuff. I think this is a bonus that we are in the semi-final. We didn't really expect to go this far in a cup because we knew there is a rebuilding year. But I think from the first minute to I come here to now, I feel like we have done progress all the time in different areas. And then we have some setbacks, but you need setbacks to take steps as well. You cannot always just do everything right. So we started good. We had a few really bad performances against Man City and Man United. We started working on the defense work. We got back with good defense work. We didn't score so many goals. And now the last game against Bristol, I think we had a really good attacking football. We didn't score so many goals, but we looked good in both ends. The win against Man City was also like a big thing for us to show that we can, learning from mistakes or losses, and actually find ways to win. And the players actually dictated that game in a very good way. So, yeah.
Finally, from me, do you have a message to the supporters ahead of the huge game on Sunday?
I just hope we can bring so many fans to the stadium and make sure we do this together, because we play for them, we don't play for ourselves, and we want to make sure we can have a lot of fans at the stadium and make them proud, because if we're going to reach the final, we need them, because they actually give us that extra energy.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Okay. Just go to George at the back there.
Hi, Robert. Little bit of a lighter note, before the Bristol game you said this little period you was going to go into London with the family and maybe see some sights. Did you manage that, or has it been full focus?
My kids just wanted to play football during their Easter break, so we went to the football field basically all the days. But I was at the Royal Albert Hall the other night and watched James Blunt, which was amazing. So me and my wife had a good dinner at the Shard. So this city is amazing, so we have done a few things.
And I guess this game being at the stadium, you know, how much do you draw on the Arsenal result and the fact that the fans really pushed you over the line in that?
I think when you remember how we played, and it was a tough game because Arsenal was pushing us down, but I think that goal we did in that game was, we started with the build-up, and you can hear the fans was a little bit, ooh, what's happening? And then we build that attack up, and when we scored that goal, everybody on that stadium was cheering, and, you know, we heard them, all that attack, basically. So it was kind of a goal together with them, and I think we want to have that feeling again and grow from that. And I think Tottenham as a club want to make sure we build the momentum with the fans together with us, and I think this is a good way to do that, and hopefully we can do it together on Sunday.
And should check on the team news. How's Martha and Molly and the rest of the internationals as well that have come back?
Looks very good. Everybody was training, so tomorrow we have the last training, and right now everybody in the squad is healthy and able to be in the squad.
And just finally from me, I mean, you know, I feel like you've spoken about Wembley pretty much from the start of this run. You mentioned it before the Sheffield United game. When it comes to talking to the players over these next few days, do you remind them of Wembley, or do they know you don't need to sort of bother them, I guess?
I mean, we started this morning meeting with the journey we are on, and that it ends at Wembley, hopefully. But then everything else goes back to normal. Game plan, how do we going to play, how do we going to perform, how do we prepare everything, and then we're going to play that game, and then we see if we are at Wembley or not. But of course, we need to be aware where we're going, but everybody's very keen on doing a good performance for the fans, and I think if we have a good performance, we have a good chance to win and reach Wembley.
Ed?
Hi, Robert. Ed from the Sports Gazette. I wanted to ask how the international break has affected your preparation for Sunday.
I mean, you have a smaller group, so you know that a smaller group you can reach them in one way, but you also need to make sure you kind of have shorter days, because otherwise you kind of get bored with listening to me all the time. So we had shorter trainings, focusing a lot on the individual or relations with the place we had, and then we actually used the youth team as well in a few trainings, so we can actually train on stuff we want to do against Leicester. Some of the players who are staying is quite often in the starting 11 as well, which was a good thing to practice on. But mainly we just had two really good weeks with hard training and focusing on development.
Sure. And last one for me. How significant is it that, you know, you've already beaten Leicester this season and you've got a draw against them? They haven't actually beaten you yet. Is that something you're drawing from for Sunday, or are you just not relying on those previous results?
I mean, every new game is new and lives its own life, but we know that we...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We are a good team that can beat Leicester, of course, and that's what we focus on, to have a really good performance, because then we're probably going to win the game. If they're having a really good day and we have a bad day, we can lose this game as well. So we need to focus on having a good day and make sure we play the way we want to do it. And then if it's Leicester or Man City or whatever, it's of course, we know about who we're going to play, but it's still a new football game.
Brilliant, thank you.
Let's go to Jamie.
Robert, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's good. Just one from me, Robert. No matter the result on Sunday, the FA Cup final will feature a brand new finalist in either you or Leicester City. How nice is that to watch that the gap is closing between the rest of the league and those big four clubs?
I think it's a good news for a lot of people in this country, because I think everybody want to have a competitive league and more teams that can beat each other. I think it's getting quite boring in some of the leagues in Europe when only it's two teams to fighting about it. So in one way, I really like it, and of course, I like it when I'm one of the teams with Tottenham here, but also I think it's for the fan base and everything. We need to have more teams who compete, so we can build more fans to the stadiums and more different players and so on. So I think it's very important both for women's football, but also for us.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Okay, moving to questions online. Alex?
Hope you're well. I just wanted to ask about the FA Cup run so far. There's been a run of, what, two matches with goals in stoppage time. It's not been an easy journey. Do you think matches like that have kind of helped build the resilience of the squad and kind of a never-say-die attitude?
Could you take that from the beginning? Sorry, I didn't hear you the first sentence.
About kind of how the FA Cup run and kind of two stoppage time goals, one against Sheffield United, one against Man City.
Yeah. I think all these kind of wins, when you win in the last minute, is building some kind of strength with the squad and how you built team bonding, basically. It also shows how good quality we have in the squad, because both these games, people have come in from the bench and have a huge impact on the squad and the teams. So I think when you get that, you also feel like you're a part of the team, and I also feel like we're learning how to win games or get back to games and winning games. So I think, yes, it shows really good character. It shows that we have a depth in the squad, and it also shows that we have quality.
And of course, this is the club's first semi-final and your first semi-final in England, but the team has several experienced players, Becky Spencer, Beth in England, spring to mind. How do you think those kind of players can kind of help the rest of the team kind of deal with maybe nerves, because they haven't been in this situation before?
I think we have a few very good leaders in the squad who has been around before, and they can absolutely help the younger ones. And I think sometimes the younger ones can help the older ones as well, to make sure that they are a little bit more perhaps naive, but also I love that, you know, just go for it feeling. Martha was in the final last year, I know, with Man United, for example. So we have players who can handle it, but we also have a group feeling where we know what to do, and we love to play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So I think we're going to go in there and make sure we do a great performance, and we have a good chance to go to Wembley.
Thank you. Good luck on Sunday.
Cheers.
Tom?
Good afternoon, Robert. Lovely to speak to you. Can I just ask one follow-up question? You said in one of the earlier answers that it's a rebuilding season. I'm just wondering, like, are you ahead of schedule on the rebuild? I mean, how far on the rebuild are you? Like, forgive the analogy, but have you done the foundations, the first floor, second floor?
I think you can see that. I hope you can see an identity how we want to play. I can see it, and I feel like the players buy into it, the fans buy into it, and it feels like media is also seeing what we're trying to do. So we have starting from the beginning by actually having a good build up and a good press. Then during the season, we also have added the collectively how we want to defend, how we want to break down low defense, how we want to counter attack. But it takes time to go through all this stuff in the game model and all the details in it. So I would say after this year, and if we finish top six and we still have these performances that we are, yes, we are a little bit above the schedule, but then it's like the next step will be even sharper, because then you need to go into details and sign perhaps a few more players, but you need to develop the players. We have to take the next step as well. So we are in a good spot. We are, you know, following the things I was expected, and I also feel like the players and the fans and everybody's buying into it in a very good way. So I'm very happy where we are, but we have a long way to go though, because we want to be winning stuff. We have a chance to win the FA Cup, but we want to win the league and so on in the future as well. So we're just going to keep developing, and the next year we will see how quick we can do that.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Cheers.
Rachel.
Team's passing, and that was probably one of the worst performances of Spurs in terms of keeping the ball, progressing the ball, passing, as compared to other games that you played. I don't know if you think that's a fair judgment, but I wonder if you feel like Leicester present a particular challenge in this.
Yeah, I mean, Leicester is defending in a very not different way, but they're defending in a way which basically is kind of player-by-player oriented. So they are very aggressive to do that. And if you have a bad pitch, if you have a bad first touch, or if you have a bad day, you can easily do mistakes. And so of course, you need to be very sharp when you play against that kind of defense work. Then it's also like, if you look at the goal we do against them, then it's an amazing goal. And then you can show how you can hurt that kind of a team. So we need to be even sharp in some of the decisions and make sure we can keep the ball better. We know how to develop that, but we also know that it's hard. But I think they're doing a good work there as well. They have good players who understand how to do it. Some of the players did exactly the same thing in Sweden and Linköping before, so I know that they have recruited players to fit the way they play, so it's logical for me that they are good in that. On the other hand, we won that game and we find a way to create a few chances, and so I'm feeling like we're taking steps every time we play against different opponents. But Leicester is a special team because they defend in a special way.
Thanks. And I guess a slightly sort of different kind of question. There's been a lot of players on loan, obviously, from Spurs this season. Are you keeping track of how they're doing, their loan teams?
Yeah, of course we do. The main thing is different types of loans, of course. Some of them are having longer contracts. Some of them are training with us during the week. Some of them are playing every week, and some are not playing too much. But of course, we follow them, and of course, we try to have a relation with them. But of course, also, it's like we are in the season right now, and they are in their season with other clubs, and then we make sure we get back to them after the season. But yeah, we have a lot of players on loan out, but that's, I think, it's the best for them because they get, most of them get play time, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Back to the sort of the game on Sunday. If Spurs win, how are you going to celebrate?
I actually don't think we should celebrate too much. I mean, we're only in the final then. We need to keep focusing on Man United and the final. Of course, it's a good thing to win the semi-final and reach the final, and we should be proud of ourselves. But I don't celebrate the final position. I want to celebrate a win in the final. So I'm just going to make sure I'm proud of the performance and then keep working hard.
Thank you.
Dan.
I think it's different stuff in every game, and when you look at it, clean sheets is very good. When we won West Ham 4-3, I was very happy with attackings. You know, I'm kind of a coach who see the good stuff in the game, and then you take that with you, and then you fix the other stuff that's not good. I think the Bristol game was a big difference from Leicester game. So it's two clean sheets, it's two games with 1-0, but the Bristol game was a very good attacking football. So of course we look at that, how we can score more goals, because we want to score more goals, we want to create more chances than we did. But I think a semi-final lives its own life. It's more you win or you're out. So we need to make sure that this game is a different story. Yes, we're going to have a good performance. Yes, we're going to try to develop the way we play. But the main thing in the game on Sunday is to win. So then you might need to go from the performance and make sure that everything looks good on Sunday. Because in the league, it's very important to look good and improve the play. But in a semi-final, you need to go for the win. So you need to see how the game turn out, how it looks like during the game. But we're going to go for the win and not extremely too much about the performance. But in the league, we always only focus on the performance, I would say.
Thanks, Robert. That's great. Best of luck for the weekend. Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.